The first release of genetically modified mosquitoes in the United States got approval from the federal government in August, and now local authorities in the Keys have also said yes. That local approval came after a referendum where voters outside of Key Haven said they wanted the trial. Key Haven was proposed as the first test site, but voters there rejected the idea. The mosquito board agreed to move the test. The new location has not yet been chosen. And now, a coalition of groups has issued a 60-day notice of intent to the Food and Drug Administration. That's a legal first step before suing. The groups say FDA's August finding of no significant impact does not take into account the potential effects on the endangered species that live in the Keys. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.